And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche, born in the Prussian village of Rücken in 1844, famous for his book, Thus Spake Zarathustra, describing a prophet who comes down from the mountain to teach people about the coming of a new kind of Superman. Nietzsche, famous for having said, God is dead and we have killed him. He thought that the absence of God from the world was a tragedy, but that people had to accept it and move on. He wrote that God was like a star whose light we can see even though the star died long ago. Nietzsche, who also said, we should consider every day lost on which we have not danced at least once. It's the birthday of the novelist P.G. Wodehouse, born in Guildford, England, 1881, best known for his stories about the wealthy, clueless young man Bertie Wooster and his practically omniscient valet Jeeves, the Bertie and Jeeves books. He wrote more than 100 books, P.G. Wodehouse, who said, always get to the dialogue as soon as possible. I always feel the thing to go for is speed. Nothing puts the reader off more than a great slab of prose at the start. I think the success of every novel depends on the high spots. The thing to do is to say to yourself, which are my big scenes, and then get every drop of juice out of them. I mean, once you go saying to yourself, this is a pretty weak plot as it stands, but I'm such a hell of a writer that my magic touch will make it okay, you're sunk. If they aren't in interesting situations, characters can't be major characters, not even if you have the rest of the troupe talk their heads off about them. That was P.G. Wodehouse's advice. It's the birthday of the Roman poet Virgil, born Publius Virgilius Maro near Mantua, Italy, 70 BC. He was a favored poet of the Emperor Augustus and set out to write a great epic poem about the early Roman hero Aeneas, who fled the city of Troy after it was burned by the Greeks and laid the foundation for the settlement that became Rome. He was still working on the Aeneid when he died of a fever at the age of 51. And it was on this day in 1764 that Edward Gibbon, in Rome, sitting looking at the ruins of the Capitol while barefooted friars were singing vespers in the Temple of Jupiter, decided that he would write the story of the Roman Empire. And he did. The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, 6 volumes published in the late 18th century. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison entitled Temple. Not a place of worship exactly, but one I like to go back to and where you could say I take sanctuary, this smooth area above the ear and around the corner from your forehead where your hair is as silky as milkweed. The way to feel its featheriness best is with the lips. Though you are going gray, right there your hair is as soft as a girl's. The two of us briefly young again when I kiss your temple. A poem by Jeffrey Harrison, Temple, from his collection Into Daylight, published by Tupelo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.